So I wanted to ask you about a few papers that you've been involved with that I thought were interesting. The first, Annals of Surgical Oncology, routine use of Oncotype DX recurrence score testing in node-positive, hormone-receptor-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer. The time has come. Can you talk a little bit about what you got into in that paper?
So the Oncotype test is, of course, well known and widely used in women with ER-positive, HER2-negative, node-negative breast cancer, and certainly has allowed many patients to avoid the morbidity of chemotherapy for no benefit. The use of the Oncotype test in node-positive patients is still somewhat controversial, and of course, we await the results of the RxPonder trial, which is randomizing node-positive patients based on recurrence score. But while we await those results, we have seen a body of data accumulating from so-called real-world data that suggests that the recurrence score in node-positive patients clearly does, in fact, identify a low-risk group that has very good disease-free outcomes with the use of hormonal therapy alone. So simply saying that, if we believe in the biology of the Oncotype score, then there's no reason that that biology should not stratify node-positive patients in the same way that it stratifies node-negative patients. And so I do believe that it is time for clinicians to consider the use of the score in the node-positive population, again, to identify those that are very low risk and can avoid chemotherapy.
One of the themes you're seeing a lot throughout oncology over the last few years is separating out the issue of prognostic assays as opposed to predictive. And, this issue with node positive, and, your medical oncology colleagues at Dana-Farber get into this a lot, Hal Burstein, Eric Weiner, et cetera, that there may be situations where actually there is a substantial risk, or what a patient might consider a substantial risk. They might consider even 5% or 10% substantial when it has those kinds of consequences. But the question is chemo going to help?
Right.
And, it kind of seems like it doesn't. Is that your take?
Well, certainly the available data suggests that women in that low-risk group, whether you define it as less than 11 or less than 18, the studies are variable in the node positives, but certainly seems that women in that low-risk group have excellent outcomes when treated with endocrine therapy alone. So if your 5-year breast cancer-specific survival is 97 or 98%, it's hard to do much better than that with the addition of chemotherapy. So I think that it's really just allowing us to select very low-risk groups of patients.
Well, again, I guess what I'm trying to say is even if the risk is not that low, if the chemotherapy is not going to make it any lower, I mean, that's the purpose of this assay and the other assays, then what's the purpose of giving it? And this biology versus anatomy thing is, a longstanding story that relates to.